Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic number.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Now the multiples of three come up three times in each set of 10. In the first 10, you get 3, 6, 9, and in the teens 10.
We went to the four-legged zoo to visit our four-footed friends. Lions and tigers, cats and dogs, a goat and a cow and a couple of hogs.
A rhinoceros and, of course, a hippopotamus, and oh yes, a horse.
There are elk and bison and a new one too, giraffes and elephants, quite a few.
A llama, alpaca, vicuna, two zebras, zebexes, and one big kudu. It was swell.
I like the gazelle.
Now Miss Simpson said,
she teaches school, you know.
Yeah, she took us in.
Well, Miss Simpson said,
if you counted every head on these quadrupeds, then multiplied that number by four, we'd know how many feet went through the door if we turned them all loose.
Oh, but don't do that.
It's really a groovy zoo.
But anyway, what Miss Simpson said, it was a good chance to work on our fours and our head. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'll take a lion.
1 times 4.
He's got 4 legs and maybe a roar.
Give me 2 camels.
That's 2 times 4.
8 legs walking across the desert floor.
A tiger and a lamb and a fat kudu.
We have 3 times 4 equals 4 legs too.
But we might have to subtract when that tiger was through. Rah!